ourselves. We are our own sponsors, so check us out at podbot.ai, that's spelled P-O-D as in podcast, and B-O-T as in robot. .ai, which stands for artificial intelligence. We're not charging anything at podbot.ai and we're not even running any ads other than this one. But we do want to spread the fun around, so tell your friends about podbot.ai, or don't. We don't really care. SCP-2521 is a creature that steals information of this kind by expressing it in text or verbal form. SCP Containment Breach, your main task is to overcome the containment break by containing active enemy SCP instances, rescuing surviving Foundation employees and ending rogue Class D personnel. To do this, you must use the name SCP-2521 or SCP-2521 Knowledge, and the site allows members to write entries describing an experience that focuses on an object that is considered a scientific anomaly, a powerful object or being that often poses a significant threat to human health and society. During the events of the game, several Foundation sites in this sector were attacked, resulting in several Euclid-Keter SCPs being moved to an unspecified location while repairs to the previous facility were completed. SCP-2521 know how much you know about the Foundation and whether there is an SCP sibling circle. They work for the Euclid-Keter Foundation, an organization that includes a variety of beings, ranging from powerful monsters to slightly anomalous objects. This test is not official, it's just nice to see how much you know about Java, and it's a great way to learn a variety of code techniques. I do not know, but this test is not official and is just another nice example, how much you know about Java test. The SCP Foundation is a secretive organization that contains abnormal supernatural objects and beings that are out of the public eye. Here you will learn that SCP-001 is the threat to the multiverse and that it is not only a threat from within, but also from without. SCP Containment Breach is a free indie survival horror game based on the history of the SCP Foundation. The son of a Foundation agent discovered a chat page called SCP-001, a reference to SCP-0101. The SCP Foundation page was created to attract the first real newcomers to the site. Granted, the man had enough material to keep him reasonably well occupied with his small experiment, but his supply was tight, and the Foundation's patience with him was even shorter, so that many of his requests for new material were ignored. SCP-6789 should be kept in a room with at least 20 of them and should be protected from selling the app, which could lead to further contamination. Who doesn't know? Henderson is a freelance illustrator and comic artist known for writing a number of comics with bone-chilling and gruesome content, including The Dark Knight Returns, and Daredevil. One day he heard a strange voice in his neighbor's house, so he asked a police officer to look at it. Then he was suddenly dragged out of the house by a man in a black suit with a white mask over his face. It was a humanoid figure, resembling a human, but with white beak masks over its eyes and ears. The creature, Cartoon Cat, was created by a Canadian horror artist named Trevor Henderson and later received consideration under Section 107 of the Copyright Act 1976. When staff must enter the SCP-173 container, there must be no less than 3, also known as tickle monsters. Scary SCP hacks and cheats are usually illegal, but we have decided to give tricks and advice for a better start. Avoid the Cartoon Cat Knight. We have selected 2 tips and advice that have been confirmed by professional players, testers and users. They have large, soulless eyes gushing out of their heads, bared bloody flesh, torn gums, and a great deal of blood on their bodies. Be aware that they can cause serious harm to the human body, especially children and animals. SCP-2521 is a large being, almost twice the size of a normal human, and its whole body is covered with a thick layer of blood and a lot of flesh and blood. It is not known what it is made of or whether it is simply hidden, but it is a being that steals information about nature by expressing this information in textual or verbal form. It is impossible to tame the entity, since it is capable of breaking through walls, and even if it does not, it will be impossible to contain it, since it has been able to break through a wall. However, it is virtually impossible to contain it, because it cannot even be pushed through the wall in stages, although it has been able to break through a phase-phase wall. When one looks at the face of SCP-096, one enters a phase of considerable emotional distress, in which a number of emotions such as anger, fear and agony occur. More than 15 million quiz questions solved in 10 years. SCP-105 is a human SCP of the A-Safe class residing on SCP Foundation's Ground 17. From December 2019, SCP-4X will be the only person in the world able to write a complete answer to a series of 10,000 questions on a wide range of topics. This has been Episode 8. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.